Wednesday, July 24th. Today was the Robert Mueller hearings in front of the Judiciary Committee and the Intel Committee. And, you know, this has been kind of built up like, oh, wow, he's going to testify and maybe it's going to be one of those breakthroughs. And it feels like there's, you know, one of those every week or two where it's like, all right, this is it. This is it. This is it. And I watched where I could. It probably wasn't as much theater as the last event like this, which I would consider the Kavanaugh hearings or confirmation hearings. And that's kind of like how you look at it in terms of just theater, because in reality, I don't think what happened today changes anyone's outlook on the situation. Like, people are pretty dug in, you know, the people who care about justice and care about good and are not evil. They are clearly on one side and know that the Mueller report says that this president should be impeached and gives plenty of reasons why. And those on the other side are out of their minds or just pure evil and think that today went terribly for the Democrats, which is just ridiculous. I guess you know where I stand, and if you didn't, you now do. So it's a little, you know, I feel like I sound disheartened because it is just like it is every day to see all of these injustices and crimes being committed right out in the open now. It's like not even being hidden anymore. And our democracy is vanishing incredibly quickly. And, you know, we're just waiting for this savior to ride in. And we thought it might be Mueller when he released the report. We thought it might be him again today. We hope it's Pelosi. We hope Obama comes in with a cape and saves this country. But, like, it's not looking good, guys. And I don't want to get all desperate and despair on you here, but this is like it was a slow-moving coup over the last few years, and now it's just full steam ahead to an authoritarian regime. That's what we're looking at right now. And, you know, I hope that today did something to move it towards justice in the right direction and back to somewhat of normalcy, which we have a really, really, really long way to go until that happens. But I don't know. You know, I hope we look back and today is some defining moment and turning point in American history, but I just have my strong doubts.